Good evening, everybody. I'm so glad I can be here again. In August 17, we were here last time, and it was a great special event for us. We can be here. Mike and Sarah, wedding party, and a very great. As we ask them, they are very good there, and the people say, very highly talking about them. They are doing a very good job there in Lighthouse Baptist Church in North Kanesha, Hungary. Just three of them got saved since they are there. And we are so glad, and just a few weeks and we will see them again. Thank you for praying for us, not just this time, but since many times ago as we just came here, I think 12 years ago. You are in my heart, and you're just praying for us. And thank you very much. Thank you for your faithful support, too. And that's a great blessing. We can be here with you in this weekend, and I think after a little bit more. I would like just... We brought greetings from Hungary, our church. Many of them just didn't know about you, and they just send their greetings to us. And it's also for us, it's always a blessing to be here in Mukwanago. And hopefully that will be a blessing for you too as we are here. I can't. That's why I asked Pastor to read for a reading for us. Acts 8. 26 to 39. Acts 8, 26 to 39. Pastor, would you like to do that?
Okay. So let's turn there. Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. And why don't we just stand as we read God's Word.
Amen.
Acts chapter 8. And I will read. In fact, let's read this responsively. That way you can be really reading the Word of God in your heart. I'll read the first verse, and you can read the odd-numbered verses, and let's start. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet.
Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot.
And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest?
And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? Amen. And he desired Philip that he would come up.
The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth.
In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth.
And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet? Of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man?
Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?
And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.
And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we are so thankful for It's night. Thank you for your word tonight, and we just would like to ask you to you blessed in your word tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So we just were in First Baptist Church, and there was a great blessing to be there at their missions conference. And my favorite things was there, the blessing, the chapel. And the chapel, they asked me to preach one time, and I did preach, and I know many of them here right now. And I just asked the Lord, what am I preaching tonight? And, you know, I'm just choose the same passage. And maybe some of you will be, it's a little, familiar, and don't worry about it, but I'm just very concerned the Lord tonight. I would like to preach the same passage for you, not same, but similar. And it's always a blessing to, I can preaching, you know, but believe me, in my language, Hungarian, I can preach better a little bit, but please a little patient with me. And I know God would like to talk to you tonight. Even the broken English here, He would like to talk to you. And as we see here, the Lord spoke through His angel, spoke to Philip. And I would like just three encouragements to give you tonight. As it was a great encouragement for me, and I believe it will be a good encouragement to you. To get know God, what was the most important for God, it's obvious for us, right? It's always so very good to get know what was the most important for God. The most important thing for God was us, the people. He sent His Son, who went to the cross and shed His blood, and He showed, Jesus Christ shows His love. For Jesus Christ was also the most important thing, us. People here in the earth. And my question tonight, what is for you the most important things? What is the most important, what place in your everyday life, what place in Jesus? And this story, everybody knows this story. I believe many times you heard about maybe your pastor preaching many times, Acts 8. You know, if I'm preaching this passage, usual, if we have a baptism. Do you have a baptism tonight? I don't think so.
Sunday,
okay. So it's a good pre-preaching. But anyway, just the three great encouragement in this passage I would like to just say to you. When as we see here, the Lord angel speak to Philip through His angel. And you know, it's always a huge blessing if God speaking to us. Am I right? He can speak. And on my title here in this message is God is able. God is able to speak to you tonight. Even very hard to understand this broken English speaker here, but He is able to talk to you, and I know for sure He has a message for you too. Don't think maybe next to me or someone else. No, it's for you. And it's always a huge blessing. You know what? The time is just very close. Coming a time when God will not speaking anymore. And just very quickly, by the rapture, we will go to the heaven. Am I right? Are you ready to come with me? I am know for sure. I will go on the trumpet. Ta-ta-da! We'll singing. I will go to the heaven. But I'm not sure. How about you? You know what? The time is coming. We will go to the heaven, and 7 years, just the tribulation is starting here on the earth. And many people will suffering here for 7 years and after forever. And you know what? I know it's not new for you. Everybody know that. Your pastor, it's a very good preacher, and I'm just listening many times, CDs, what you sent for us. Thank you very much. It's a great blessing always. I know he teach you very wise way, and you know that. But thinking, I would like just encouragement tonight, just thinking through. Everybody around you know the truth. You know, just no matter the time, any time, He can come back. And we, Christian, we go to the heaven. Okay, we are, it's a great privilege. But we have responsibility to tell them the truth. You know, praying, giving, sending, and some of them going. This is our response. And I like very much this word. I'm so glad I can be here and encouragement you today. But you know, it's a huge blessing if he talking to you, and he have two reasons to talk to you tonight. The first reason: anybody is not saved tonight here. He would like to talk to you. You need to be saved tonight. If you are saved, you're a child of God, you know, 100% like me, you will go to the heaven, and the last moment, he would like to talk to you. We have responsibility, praying, giving, sending, and going, some of them. You know, are you on your place? Are you sure you are there, what God wants you to be there? I don't know, it was understandable. I think if you want, you understand. Are you on your place? If you are not saved, you are not on your place. If you are saved and you do nothing, or not this what God would like to do, like he say to Philip, go to this road where it goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. This is danger. I would like if you go there, and we will see what was his reaction. What about you? That's my point. I would like to encourage you. Are you sure you are on your place, what God would like if you be there? If you're not, you have a message tonight. So here is the story we just saw. The Lord of Angels spoke to Philip, raise up and go and go to this road. This is desert. And what was Philip's reaction? Number 27, Philip says, okay, Lord, I will go after my housework is done, right? If you have a farm, there is work, you can find, right? But you know what? Sometimes we just have, if we have no farm either, we have excuse to go not. Am I right? And what was Philip's reaction? Philip says, okay, Lord, I'm ready to go, but first I have some other more important things. That's what he said. No, he didn't say that. He arose and went. There was that in my Bible. I think in your Bible too. He arose and went. And sometime we just have excuses. One time I just told the young people, that was a great, great, great influence. We was in Foss, and I saw the chapel, the chapel, 130, 140, I don't know how many, young, fine men, just ready to go. Like, you know, the sports, they just, one, three, and go, you know, they're ready. Just waiting for a, and it's very good to see. You know, that's what we want to do in our country, Hungary too. And here is some fine young, also your pastor and the chief young, right? And ready to go. And yes, we need to pray and giving and sending and ready to be ready to go. But you know what? What I want to say here, I just told them the story. God told me, our church, just one by one, the people got saved, and one family, the Szilard and Zsófi, you know them, right? His family, Szilard, the mother and stepfather, they got saved and get married, and they attending the church, and Zsófi's mother and father, stepfather got saved, and they separate first, and after baptized, and get married, and our grandmother, and nephew also, almost everybody except one, the Erzsénéni's wife, you know, it's Tündi's father. He don't want to hearing about a gospel. I try to go there and tell them, and I don't care. He likes butter, you know, not just butter inside. What is inside the butter? You know? And he many times is drunk, and one time he gets sick very much, and the ambulance brought him to the hospital, and I get know that, and I said, okay, I will go there. But first, you know, I have something to do. I went to the bank, it's very important, right? And shop, and my wife said, bring some milk home. So it's very important. Go to milk shop. And after someone called me, and I don't go to the hospital in this day. Okay, next day. And I went next day to the hospital, and of course, telephone calling and something again. And at 11 o'clock in the morning, finally I went there and with my Bible, and I went to this room, you know, and he was not there. The sheet was just like this, you know. His bed was cold. He was not there. I said, I am too late. He died. And I said, Lord, how can I, you know, more important things as my work to go there. And I was so sad. I went home. But a nurse coming just in front of me, and I asked her, what time he, Latibachi, that's the name, died. And he says, which Latibachi? And I said, this. Oh, he's not died. He's at home. Oh, okay. So the family bring home. And, you know, I'm just go to my car, and he's home. And I told Latibachi, you know, I was so embarrassed because I went to the hospital and you were not there, and I thought you are dying, and I'm just feel your skin is burning, and then you just like this, and I just imagine in my. And then you are here, you are still here. What a great time. If you, you know, you are saved. And he said, I mean, you are a sinner. And he said, yes. And I said, you know, if you almost die, you can be died any time. What do you think? But the Lord Jesus died for you on the cross. And he said, yes. You believe? Yes, I believe it. Would you like to say yes? And he did. He got saved. And, you know, this man, very... like this man, never smiling, and I never seen him before smiling, but now he just start to cry a little bit and smiling. And I invited a family, and I said, come, Latibachi saved. No, impossible. No. He got saved right now. Actually, I asked them before I went there, please pray for Latibachi because I'm here and I would like to lead him to the Lord. And they, some of them pray, and they say, I don't believe Latibachi got saved. I'm, yes, he did. And as I see him, he was just very new God. That's a patient, you know, and smiling. And that was a great, you know, it was a lesson for me. I'm almost missed him. Not his, missed him. But he got saved. And you know what? If the Lord speaking to you tonight, don't say later. Don't say, I have more important things. Because we never know what time is too late. So his reaction was, he arose and went. And that will be our reaction also if a God speaking to us. What is your reaction today? Maybe you said, I can understand these Honglish people. He even can't speak very well. But you know what? I think the Lord can talk to you tonight. And you need to have reaction. What kind of reaction do you have? We can learn from Philip. Philip, first reaction was, I think a young know that. What was the first reaction, Philip? Listening to him. He was listening because God speak to him, and he was listening. And what was the second? Obedient. Yes. So he was listening to him, and he was obedient. He was arose and went. And the third one, he had no any excuse. That's three things I would like if you learn tonight. What's your reaction if the Lord talking to you? Maybe you have more important things as his business. I don't think it's more important. He would like to talk to us. Sometime we just, say, okay, I'm ready to go. Many times, Pastor Robert's preaching very, very well, and you are ready to go. And you said, wow, I have some tracks with me, and I go right now to my neighbor, and I give a tracks for him, and I try to lead to the Lord. But at the next moment or the next minute, you just find something excuse to go not. It's not always a phone calling. I like a phone, don't worry. But some other things can happen. And you just said, oh, what will his reaction? The details, you know, many times a details hinders us because we're thinking. You know what he did, Philip? He had no any question what will happening. This man, Ethiopian eunuch, they was a big man, right? There was he was a big man, and many he can't find, Philip can't find many reason to go not there if he thinking mannish. You know the mannish thinking, like a man. We need, hopefully you understand me. So sometimes we be thinking, oh, what he'll say, what will his reaction, and we just need to think. Who say to us, go? Who? The I am. The I am, the Lord of Lords say to him, go. That's why he's thinking, oh, the Lord say, the God say to me, what am I wearing? I'm just ready to go. And he went. And this Ethiopian eunuch got saved. We can see later. But just right here, he had no any excuse. And many times we just find excuse. Jofi, I like his Jofi story. You know, she got saved, and you know, I just tell you, she was not always this nice woman like now. She was a rocker. You know what's a rocker? She was a rocker. She had a chain here, and I don't know what kind of things, but she just like a rock. And she was a rocker, as Silar too, before they got saved, of course. So, after she got saved, his heart just changed 100%, and her mind, and she always wanted to tell everybody the gospel. That's why her family got saved, all, and almost all. And we're praying for another few people there, but His boss, you know, he went to the work.
I don't know, it's working. Yeah. Probably.
So he went to the workplace and he saw this family just suffering without the Lord. The young family, like me, young family was there, and she just always talked to the boss, you know, the man. You know, I am going to the church. And it's a Baptist church, and I feel very good. And from the time as I go there, my life is changed. And just talk. And you know, many times, a result, they say, oh, really? Tomorrow you don't need to come to work. Thank you very much. Sometimes that's the result, but it's not happened here. The boss said, oh, really? And he don't come to the church next Sunday. But the next Sunday he's coming, came to the church, and he don't save this week. But the next week he come back again, and he got saved. And after this, not the next Sunday, the third Sunday now, next Friday, at the ladies' meeting, his wife and his daughter came and both got saved. My wife was there. And they have two daughters. So one daughter was at home, and I think 3 weeks later she got saved too. All family got saved, and they are there at the church. And we are so thankful for that. Why? Because she, Jofi, didn't thinking about what will his reaction. Maybe I lost my job. She was ready to go and tell them because inside her was a desire to lead them, this family, to the Lord. And that just happened. Why? Because he thinking not mannish. He thinking a godly way, you know. If God send me, he will take care of details, about the details. And you know, three encouragement I just mentioned to you. The first one is God is able to talk to you. He was able to talk to Philip through his angel, and he is able to talk to you tonight. And don't say, I have many other things in my life, and I have no time. Anyway, this is the greatest sin what the man can say if you say you have no time. I think this, no, lion, not sin, a lion, sin. The greatest lion, Hazugság? Lie. Because we all have 24 hours every day. Don't say you have no time. Of course you have time. But sometimes we just don't know how we're handling our time. So anyway, don't say that. He would like to encourage you. I would like to speak to you. The second one. The second great encouragement. Don't thinking about the details. What happened here in our story? Just everything came together. Right? So God spoke to Philip, let's go to this road from Jerusalem to Gaza. This road, this is the desert, is desert, is very dangerous. Just go there. And he was listening to him. He was obedient and have no any excuse. And he went. And after what happened? However, Ethiopian eunuch coming to his big chariot. And just happened, right? And after, as Philip see him, Philip has a good question. You know, God put the good question in his mind. And he asked the Ethiopian eunuch, did you understand what you read? And what was, there was a third. So Philip went there, Ethiopian eunuch coming, and he has a good idea, a question. And the Ethiopian eunuch has a good reaction. And he said, how can I if someone not guide me? And that was the four things just came together. See the details. And after the Ethiopian eunuch said, God began to work in him. And he said, would you like to come and sit just next to me and talking about what it means as I read the Bible? And he was able to say, see, so everything just come together by accident. I don't think so, because there is no accident. Did you learn that? I learned that. There is no accident, no way. Nothing is accident. It's not accidents, even if you are here tonight. He would like to talk to you. It's not accident. It's just happening. Everything came together. Why? Because the Lord had a plan. With this Ethiopian eunuch, what was his plan? The plan was the gospel go to Ethiopia. And it's there. And the people got saved. They just saw that. You know, and we need to do the same. That's why missions conference. Just be listening to him. Be obedient and have no reason to tell them and bring the gospel and pray and giving and sending and be ready to go. And that's why we are here. And, you know, here in the story, we just see the details come together. He would like to talk to you. I am able to talk to you. I am able to take care about the details. Don't worry about the details. What does it mean? Jophi didn't thinking about the details. Philip, as he was here on the road, you know, the big Ethiopian eunuch coming, and I think army was inside, I mean, in front of him and back of him, and they defend, protect him, and maybe he was here, can I go there? Maybe they killed me. They didn't thinking this way, because he know who sent him, and he thinking godly, and that's what we need to learn. We don't need to worrying about the details, because the details is not our responsibility. It's God's responsibility. Our responsibility to listening to him, be obedient, and be ready to go. Have no any excuse to go there. As we went to Night Kanisha first time, it's our Yes, as I went there to just survey trip. Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, my wife, you know, it's a great blessing. I can't do anything without her. I don't want to do anything, I mean. But anyway, so thank you very much. I would like, wish to close a little bit closer. Like Brother Rains, could you help me? No, okay, sorry. I'm just listening to him, her. But I need to listen to him. Yes, you're right. So anyway, first encouragement, listening to him. What is mean? Read the Bible. Come to the church always, listening to the through the preacher if the Lord wants to talk to you, to speak to you. And don't worry about the details. Jophi was not worried about the details, just went there, no matter what. And, you know, we saw that the family got saved. Philip was not afraid about what happening. And we, as we are ready to go out, even the missions field, and just here in Mukwanago or here in Wisconsin, as we are ready to go and tell them the truth, don't worry about the details. The details is not our responsibility. It's God's responsibility. Our responsibility is listening to him and be obedient. And, you know, the second great encouragement, God is able to take care about the details. As we went to a survey trip, yeah, to North Kanisha, and we don't do anything else, just stop the people on the walking street and shops and everywhere and ask them, do you have a spiritual home? And they just look at me, they don't know what is it. Or where are you going if you have a spiritual need? And they say, we have no this place. And I ask them, what's happening if we're coming here and starting a Baptist church here? And they just look at me, what? Baptist? Or what? They don't know any idea what is Baptist church. So this kind of city, North Carolina, where we went. And we just realized there is a great need, and we went there. And we just rent a little building, and we opened that, and we just put the signs there, Bible Club. And we teach I teach the Bible. I don't do anything else, just teach the Bible. And the people coming, and one day, fireman, Yoshi, coming. I think some of them, some of you know him. And he said to me, I read the Bible through every year 5 times. And really, he don't know, because I ask him, and he know the Bible very good. And he said, no, Pastor, now, Pastor, you can ask me, and I can give you any answer. And really, he was ready to answering many, of course, not every, but many questions. But as I ask him, where you go if you died? He was not sure, and he said, I don't know. And you know, we just suffering many weeks, through many weeks, and finally he got saved. This man is not, it just came to my mind, if the Ethiopian eunuch, he tried to read the Bible, the rules, you know, at that time, and he do not understood. He right to go, why was he in Jerusalem? Why was he? Because he tried to do something, but someone need to tell them the truth. That's why we are in God's hand, plan to tell them the truth. Anyway, Yoshi, the fireman, was the same situation. He read the Bible 5 times through every year, but he don't understand. You know what? He was in God's hands. A plan. And after God sent us to there, to North Carolina, and after another family came our church. I think you know them, the Vlachishes, Lydia and his father and then mother. And they come and they said, praise the Lord. They all got saved almost. And they said, 10 years ago we're praying for the good church in this town and we don't find a good church. And thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. The details coming together. And after, you know, the photo reporter come to our church just because our English outreach, we have outreaching, it's English. We teach the people, not me, don't worry. Anyway. And this man just coming, take a picture, you know. And on the wall, there was dispensation, you know. And he take a picture and another. And he went home and put together and learning and calls us. Can I know more about this? And came to our home and we became a very good friend. And he got saved. And after his girlfriend, they lived together 6 years ago. Joffi got saved. And after two or three weeks, as they understood, it's not good. They said, why? And I just explained the Bible, why it's not good to live together. So they separate for 7 months. 7 months. And I'm guaranteed for you, they were separate, exactly. And after, 5 months later, they got baptized and got married. And they are there at the church because, you know, it was in God's plan. God sent to us to North Kanisha. We don't understand first time, but I know God sent us there. We need to go there. And we went there. And the firemen coming, and the Blachishes coming, and the Szilards, and Joffi coming. And Szilards, as I told you, Szilards' father and stepmother, mother and stepfather, and Joffi's mother and stepfather got saved. And after the family, you know, that was in God's plan. But if I go to North Kanisha and I ask the people, what do you think if we're coming here in your town and we starting a Baptist church? Baptist? Okay. We don't know what is it. Or other, if we're looking at details, and if we're thinking we need to make together the details, of course we go home. Because no chance. But we just do the same. And I'm so glad we did. We just was listening to him. I would like to send out to North Kanisha. We know for sure, as we were before we went there, North Kanisha is God's plan. And after, we just was obedient to him. And we just did everything what we can. And he puts together the details. Because he is able. He's able to talk to you. You know the two reasons. If you are not safe tonight, maybe it's a lost chance for you. I don't know. I don't know. Another, if you are not on the place. If God would like to expect from you more than you do, he would like to talk to you. And the details is not your responsibility. It's God's responsibility. A third encouragement tonight. Because the story is not done. I just try to imagine how it's happened. As the Ethiopian eunuch coming, probably it's a one tire, big wood tire on his chariot. And he was standing and he tried to read the Bible, but he can't understand. And Philip coming and, you know, the story, the Bible. And he asked finally, hey, Philip, would you like to sit for my buggy and just next to me tell me what about the Bible here? And what Philip did, this is a great point here. Because sometimes we finally have a decision. We go to our neighbor and we will talk with him or her and we bring our tracks. And we are ready to go there. And finally, as we are there, what are we doing? What happened here? He just climbed there. The Ethiopian eunuch just break his horse. And after he come here and not, let's go. And they went. And what is Philip did? Philip said, what a nice horse is it? Oh, very powerful. And look, the tooth, you know, oh, it's really. That's what he did. Talking about a horse. Oh, guys, Volkswagen, not the Volkswagen, that's all. Volkswagen, you know, and now he opened his mouth and talking about Jesus. And that's the most important. Many times just went there or go there and, oh, very good to see you. Oh, nice house. Oh, the big TV. Whoa, what on the, you know. And we have no TV, but I'm glad we can be here. Anyway, so, you know the lesson. Be obedient. Listening, be obedient and have no reason to go not. Or you go not. And Philip is a great example. And I believe God have same expectation about us. He would like to see what I see in False Baptist. It's touched my heart. As I went to the chapel, I thought, you know, they asked me preach at the chapel. Ah, maybe 20 people there, you know. And when they singing, and it's like angel, you know, it's very powerful, and oh, you know, touch my heart. That what God would like to see, and actually it's happening here too. Very good. I always, if you are in your church, it's a very nice song and the powerful, and you know, the healthy Christians. We were about 20 some churches just from July. I don't want to talk what we see. No. Saw. What we saw. Many churches are dying. Musically, this way. Not important how we, you know, I don't show that. But anyway, just touch my heart. False Baptist, Mukwanago Baptist. I think in the heaven, that kind of church, one, two, see, you know, they want, and God desire is, and I'm just touching my heart with what's happening in Kenya. You know, it was the first time I saw any picture from Kenya. I'm so glad, and I'm sure many other. I'm sorry, I can't tell you your any others field, but I'm just joining what's happening in North Kenya. That's what He God. Expect from us listening to Him. And if we listening to Him, we will obedient, right? It's just coming from the first point. And of course, the third also, we will are ready to go. But I have another encouragement. First encouragement was, He able to talk to you and talk through you for other people. He is able. Don't worry. And the second one, the details is not our responsibility. He will take care about the details. And the third one, He is able to save the people who is just right thinking about. The people who is your responsibility. Maybe you're thinking someone. I hope. There is somebody in your mind, actually your heart, you need to go there and tell them the truth. You know, don't thinking about the details. What will his reaction? What will happen after? What can I say? Or what will... No, just be obedient and go. And God will take care about details. That's happened here. He got saved. How? From? We know that. Because if they traveling, he was happy, you know, and the Ethiopian eunuch saw the lake, and he said, hey, here is the water. What hinders me to be baptized? And you know, it's just say to me, tell to me, he got saved and he was teached. Because he know the truth. If you got saved, you need to be baptized. And nothing else need there, just water. And I got saved. And after, no hindrance. But maybe you are here tonight and you have just hindrance. He asked me, what hindrance me? Hey, here is the water. Let's go. And maybe you are here tonight and you said, yeah, I know that I need to be listening to him. I know I need to be obedient to him, but, and Sometimes it's a great, other greatest sin. Say, but. Here is no but. Here is arose and went. And that's what we should to be our responsibility too. If a God talked to you tonight, he would like, if it's his expectation from you. Listening to him. Be obedient to him and have no reason to do not. I have two questions on the ends. And I will close it. What is the most important for you tonight in your life? Maybe you said, oh, I understood. Yeah, I have some need. I need to do better. Maybe I'm not saved. If you are not saved, you know, it's very important. Maybe it's the last time for you. But you need to have a reaction if the Lord talks to you tonight. If you are saved and you are not on the place, he would like to talk to you because he would like to help you in the best and the blessed way. So my first question is, are you really a child of God? And I didn't ask one of Baptist Church or maybe a Mukwanago Baptist Church, are you a church member here? It's important. Of course, it's very good. It's important. But the membership has never saved you.
That's right.
I was 18 years church member at the Baptist Church. And no one asked me what I do all service, all sermon. I have any time if I can to preach. I think God expect from me, ask the people around me, even I know everybody is God saved. You never know. Maybe someone here just like me, like I was. 18 years. I was a church member. I was always there. I preached the church. And, you know, I teach the children. And I was in the leadership. But I was not saved. And I was not happy. And it's just the last verse here, the 39, the ends. Philip have a great experience. The Lord lift up him and never see him again, the Comonic, but the Ethiopian eunuch. But the Ethiopian, what happened with the Ethiopian eunuch? Look at that. He go away in his way by rejoice. And you know that's a result if you listening to him and be obedient and have no reason, you will be rejoicing in the Lord. How many people I'm just ask, you know, it's American custom, how are you? And at the falls, they almost everybody say, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. It's healthy Christian there and like you here, but maybe some of you just not happy. And you don't know why. Maybe that's why, because you have a hindrance. He asked me, what hindrance me? I got saved. I know the truth. I want to do the best. And that is God's expectation from you. He would like if you do the best. Are you ready to do that? Would you like to rejoicing in the Lord? Even if we have the bad 2 weeks behind us. I don't politics too, but... that was very bad. But God in the throne and his control. Don't worry, just be listening to him and obedient to him. And don't worry about the details. And you would like rejoicing in the Lord. And you can be a blessing here or even other places. Would you like to do that? First question is, are you really a child of God? If you are not, here is the time. The second question is on the ends. Does your life proclaim his wonderful things? Does your life proclaim what he did on the cross? Do people around you know about you? You are a Christian. Do people around you know what happened in the cross? Do they know how can they escape from their sin? This is our responsibility. And maybe you are here tonight and you said, yeah, the God talked to me tonight. And what the next? But or yes, Lord, I am ready to go. Let's bow our head, and Pastor would like to come. And as we just bow our head and close our eyes, just I would like to ask you, how are you tonight? Maybe the Lord talked to you tonight, and He would like to change you. Are you ready to do that, Pastor?